Let's sing together number 50 from the hymn book, number 50.
Oh,
Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Free tonight to do as the Lord wants you. Nonantum, staff, watch rock, whoever you might be, the Lord wants to use you, then let him use you. Or if not, that's okay too, but let the Lord have his way in this meeting. It'll be better for all of us if Jesus has his way. And so look to him and keep your heart open to him, and Lord, have your way. Lord, fulfill what you have planned for this meeting tonight. Here in Watch Rock, we need you, Lord. We've come hungry, thirsty, opening to thee, and we pray that as we come to you in that true heart and full assurance of faith, right to the throne of grace, we want to receive against our need again tonight. Dear Lord, save us better. Salvation is from you. And Lord, fill us more. Oh, Lord, to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and fire. Lord, have your way and pour out your Spirit just the way you see we need you tonight. Challenge our hearts. Encourage our hearts. Convict our hearts. Oh, dear Lord, just help us just the way you want to, just the way you see we need you. We pray this for the whole camp, Lord, the cottage, the village, Natick. Lord, bless them tonight, whatever they're doing. We just pray that you will draw near to them and that you'll manifest yourself to them. And in Jesus' name we ask it and we thank you for it.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have a song in the white book. It's 43, I believe. Number 43, Live Out Thy Life Within Me, O Jesus, King of Kings. Number 43.
Live out thy life within me.
say yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, have your way.
309 in our home book. Let's stand together as we sing. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. You may take your seats before we sing that last verse. I wonder if you'd join with me in prayer for a man who's been serving the Lord for many years down in Mexico. Our brother Bill Rodriguez, some of you maybe know him or know the name at least, but he's having surgery tomorrow morning, and he would appreciate our prayers for him. God is able to help, Brother Bill. And some of you have prayed for another man who, Brother Matthew Goronsky's father, who had surgery and they found cancer, and he got the results of his biopsy today and everything is well, and no further treatment needful or necessary. And Matthew texted me and he said, just another answer to prayer. Just another one. We had a bunch because Jesus is faithful. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. It'll surprise you. It really will. It'll surprise you what the Lord has done. So, Lord, thank you for our brother Bill. We thank you for the ministry that you've given him there in Mexico. For these many years now, as he's labored and served you faithfully there, Father, we pray for him tonight. Yes. Now in his physical trial and need, we pray that you will be near and with him, and we just commit him to you. Dear Lord, you are able. You are able, and we pray that you'll come and help Brother Bill. Yes. Lord, in the peace of God that passes understanding will keep his heart and mind through Christ Jesus, Lord, that you will take care of him. Oh, Lord, through the day tomorrow, we just pray your blessing upon him. For Jesus' sake, we ask it, and we thank you for it. Amen. You know, you had in this song an answer to your questions. You weren't asking questions. You were asking questions and giving answers. And I agreed with all your answers. And the scripture verses you used were the right ones to answer your questions, so you don't have to worry about it. Just go right back to those scriptures and remind yourself. But in the second verse here, we had another clue as to how we can get over our burden with a load of care.
Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Well, then count your blessings. Count your blessings. At a time like that, I don't have any blessings. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. You don't think you do, but you do. And as we begin to forget about our woes and all of our problems and all our dryness and our whatever else you can think about and dwell on and make yourself sick by, you can turn away from all that and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, what blessings do I have? I have his word. And your word tells me if I seek you with all my heart, I'm going to find you if I seek for you with all my heart. And your word tells me that you're not going to give me a stone if I need bread. And Lord, you know how to give good gifts to your children, and I'm one of your children. That's a blessing. And so, Lord, I can expect from you good gifts. And you'll find maybe you can be lifted right out of that whole thing as you just give him thanks. And he puts a spirit of thanksgiving into a person. I've heard of that before. Brother Frank Posta, whose name some of you might remember or know, when he was a young man, the Lord spoke to him by another one of the ministers and said, Brother Finnern said to him, the Lord wants you to be thankful. And every day you write in a journal, you write in a little book, something that you're thankful for every day. And Brother Frank took that, because he knew the Lord spoke that through Brother Finnern to his heart. And so he got a little black book. Now, you know what you usually write in little black books when you're a young man. He didn't have anybody's phone number in there or anything like that. He used that little black book for a better purpose. And he started to write down. I don't know what day it was he started, but whatever it was, he wrote down why he was thankful. And next day, why he was thankful. And a year later, in another church service, another pastor, another minister said, the Lord has seen your diligence in wanting to be thankful, and because of it, he has put within you a thankful spirit. Now, I didn't know Brother Frank in those days. He happened to be my uncle, so, and I got to know him. I called him Uncle Frank. But I didn't know him when all that was going on. I didn't know what God was doing for him. But I did know Uncle Frank as a joyful, thankful, rejoicing servant and child of God. God does that for us. He changes us. And he takes out that other and he puts within to us that heart of rejoicing. He passed away, and when he did, I inherited that book. And I had it for a number of years, And then Hurricane Sandy, and I won't go into the story, and I don't know where it is anymore, but it's not around. But that little book, I remember looking at it from time to time. And some days I think Brother Frank had a hard time finding something to be thankful for. Thankful that the sun came out this morning. Well, I guess that's something to be thankful for. If you're scratching the bottom of the barrel, you got to come up with something. But there were times when he thanked God for a meeting that he was in, or a word that God spoke, and something that happened at home or in his life. I'm so thankful. I thank God for this. I thank God for that. And there were some times he thanked God for the trials, the hard places, because he realized by that time that God is working even in the hard places. So I can thank him, because I know that perseverance is going to make something of me. And it's not always a happy time, but count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, because you know the trying of your faith is working something, and it eventually gets to gold. And so thank God that he works, and he works in you, and he works in me, and he makes us a thankful people and gives us a heart of praise and rejoicing and thanking him for all that he's done and all that he means to us. An old man in our church used to sing, and he would really sing it that way. I don't think maybe he didn't know it was different, but he used to say, count your blessings, name them ton by ton, and it will surprise you. And he would say, one by one, I can't, there's too many. Too many. It can't be one by one, but ton by ton. Well, we are thankful, Lord, for your manifold, many mighty works which are to usward. If I were to reckon them up in order, they are more than can be numbered. And so how thankful are you tonight? How thankful am I? Well, I'm very thankful. For all the Lord has done for me, I never will cease to praise him. Lord, for all of your grace and all of your bounty and all of your daily provisions and watch care. And great is your faithfulness, Lord, I never will cease to praise you. And I'm sure that many are feeling that also tonight. And we want to thank him for what he's done. Let's sing that last stanza together. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many